Much like Ronald Reagan and O.J. Simpson, I became famous twice. The first time you already know about. It was at the age of 48 after spending months running Bill Clinton's fight for the presidency. The second time was 12 years later. It was because I spent 2 hours on a movie set. In 2004, I made a cameo in Old School, a comedy about a fraternity of misfits and 40-somethings. I thought the script was funny, but I never thought my appearance would come to much. Who remembers a cameo? Flash forward to 2016, and people below the age of 40 still stop me on the street and bring it up. They yell Will Ferrell's line at me. That's the way you debate! If you haven't seen the film, I play myself, and the dean of a university, Jeremy Piven, brings me in as a ringer in a college debate. He wants to make sure the frat guys lose and are kicked out of school. Will Ferrell is my opponent, and as I'm about to answer a question about biotechnology, he butts in, "Have at it, Hoss," I tell Will, and he proceeds to nail the answer. The scene ends with me open-mouthed and stammering. "We have no response," I say. "That was perfect." The movie is fiction in more ways than one, but that moment struck me as the most unrealistic. See, people in politics, me included, never say, "We have no response," in a debate. Debates are our Battle of Britain, and we all think we're Winston Churchill. We never give up, we never surrender. If there's any statistic, any fact that will back us up, you better believe we fire off that sucker like an anti-aircraft gun aimed at the Luftwaffe. Anyway, for years, I never thought a presidential candidate would experience a "we have no response" moment in a debate. I didn't think life would imitate art, if you can consider my performance an old school art, and I certainly never would have advised anyone to repeat my line. But then, I watched Carly Fiorina collide with Gerard Baker of the Wall Street Journal on the night of November 10, 2015, during the fourth debate of the GOP primaries. That night, Baker dropped the most devastating question of the race. It was a question that not only undermined Fiorina's candidacy, but also the candidacies of everyone sharing the debate stage with her. The question was about the economy. And there was no response. Well, not really. Here's the backstory. Carly Fiorina was never a real threat to win the GOP nomination in 2016. She was a footnote candidate in a primary campaign full of them. But as the ex-CEO of Hewlett-Packard, albeit one who was unceremoniously fired, she supposedly could speak about the virtues of the Republican Party on the economy. This issue, I don't need to tell you, is the GOP's major selling point. For nearly 8 years since Marine One carried W away from the South Lawn in the financial crisis, Republicans have been rebranding themselves. They've tried to win back their position as the party of business savvy and economic growth, casting Democrats as the gang who can't read a spreadsheet or run a McDonald's, let alone manage the largest economy in the world. The effort began during the debate over the stimulus in 2009 at a closed-door meeting led by the arch-conservative, then-Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia. More on this later. For now, let's just say the rebrand has worked. The GOP may have had a hiccup with Obama's re-election, but look at the polls since. Over the last 4 years, the Pew Research Center has asked Americans which party they trust on the economy 8 separate times, and every time, except one, the American people said Republicans. Today, the GOP is seen as the party of entrepreneurs and garage inventors and Subway sandwich franchises, of Shark Tank sharks and Harvard Business School deans. In the American mind, GOP equals dollar signs. As for Democrats, we just equal sad faces.